The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blair of the Mounties, a story of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police.
We present the fifth in our succession of dramatic episodes from the life of Sergeant Blair, a fictional series based on the work of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police in the days preceding the World War. Our scene opens in the police barracks, Dawson City, where we find Sergeant Blair talking with Constable Marshall.
Well, look here, Sergeant. You don't mean to say that you believe this story about the phantom sniper that's going around?
I don't know, Marshal. What do you think?
I think it's just a lot of poppycock the papers have cooked up.
What about that dead man they found on the Indian River Trail yesterday?
I know, but why this romantic title? Of course, I don't know the details.
Definitely not. Well, here they are. This dead man was a young miner from Montana, name of James Krause. He was shot through the head by somebody using a high-power rifle of a very small caliber.
That's funny. Had he been robbed?
Yes, Krause was carrying quite a stake on him.
I see. But where does this phantom stuff come in?
Well, for one thing, this is the second man to be murdered and robbed in just the same way, without a trace of the man who did it.
But there was a light fall of snow yesterday. Weren't there any tracks?
No, that's where the mystery comes in. The only human tracks near the bodies were those of the murdered man.
The only human tracks? Why, what do you mean?
Why, in each case, the man had left the trail for some distance. And in each case, there were bear tracks, keeping step with the man's tracks all the way from the main trail.
Bear tracks?
Yes. It looked as if the bear went down to the main trail, met the man, and went back with him to where he was killed.
Oh, look here, Sergeant.
Yes, I know it sounds ridiculous, but those are the facts that have to be explained.
You got Joe the man on the job, didn't you?
Yes.
I see. Have you any theory, Sergeant?
No, but I want you to slip over and talk to Belle Latour. Get her right away.
Belle Latour? Where does she come in?
Why, this Jimmy Prowse used to hang around Belle's place. Had a girl there, I believe.
Oh, I see.
Anyhow, chase over and get her, will you?
All right. Oh, here's Joe now.
All right, I'll talk to him. Hurry back as soon as you can, Marsh.
Right you are. See you later.
Oh, policeman chief.
Oh, good morning, Joe. See those tracks?
Yeah, I see him. Him no bear track.
What? And what kind of a track is it?
I don't know.
Why isn't it a bear track?
Him no walk like um bear.
No? What do you mean, Joe? You think man make those tracks?
No. Him no man. Maybe woman. Maybe boy. Him walk on bear's feet.
Hold on, Joe. A woman or a boy? Yes, that's funny. What on earth does that mean? Couldn't be a woman or a boy who did that murder.
No. I tell you. Maybe two people. One man, one woman. Woman, she catch him. Man, he kill him.
Huh. I see, Joe. That's an idea, anyway. Sort of a decoy game, eh?
Yeah. All same, shoot him, duck.
Well, thanks, Joe. You stay around. I'll want you later.
Yeah. Me stay.
Come in.
A bell's here, Sergeant.
All right, bring her in. See you later, Joe.
Yeah.
Morning, Belle. Sit down.
Thanks.
You bring that girl?
Hattie? Yes, she's waiting outside. I'd like to get the lowdown before she comes in.
Yes, I understand. Did you know this boy, Prowse, Belle?
Sure, and a fine, hard-working boy he was.
What sort of a girl is this Hattie Smith?
What sort? Oh, I get you. She's on the square, Sergeant.
What does she do at the circle?
Well, I pay her to entertain evening. She's a good singer and as sweet a girl as I ever knowed.
Yes, I see. Well, bring her in, Belle.
Come on in, Hattie. Quit crying now, honey. It's going to be all right. This is Sergeant Blair of the Mounties. He's a friend of mine. He's after the man that killed Jimmy, and he wants you to help him. See?
Yes, Mrs. Latour. I'll be all right in a minute. But it was awful losing Jimmy.
That's all right. Take it easy. The sergeant here wants to ask you a few questions. Don't try to hide anything, honey.
All right, Mrs. Latour.
That's better. All right, Sergeant.
Thanks, Belle. Now, Hattie, you were keeping company with Jimmy Prowse, weren't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell me how and when you first met him.
It was this spring. I met Jimmy. Yeah. I mean, I got Fendi right away. Mrs. Latour said he was all right. And we got engaged, and Jimmy went up to the claim.
Yes? Did you see him at all after he went up?
Yes, sir. He was down in July.
And you heard from him regularly?
Yes, sir.
How was he doing after the claim?
Well, not very good up till July. Him and his partner had a lot of trouble. They didn't make expenses until then.
And after that?
Well, then they struck good pay gravel. And Jimmy said they was averaging $300 or $400 a day.
Then Jimmy would have quite a lot of gold on him when he started down, eh?
Yes, sir. I got a letter last week to say he was starting Monday. It'd take him 2 days to get down. He should have been here last night.
Yes, all right. All right, now, Hattie, I'm going to ask you a very important question. I want you to tell me the truth.
Yes, sir.
Did you tell anybody in Dawson that Jimmy was coming down?
Why, no, sir. Well, just...
Just what?
You don't mean to say you did tell somebody.
Who was it you told?
It was just Mamie Scott.
Mamie Scott? You mean you went and blabbed to that no-punk?
Hold on, Belle. I must get this story straight. Now, Hattie, you must tell me just what happened.
Yes, sir. Well, Mamie Scott had been teasing me. Said now that Jimmy had made a pile of money, he wouldn't want to go with me anymore. I hadn't had a letter for 3 or 4 weeks, and I was scared it might be true.
Yes, but how did you come to tell her?
Well, when I got Jimmy's letter saying he was starting Monday, I felt pretty good, and I let Mame read it. Just to show her things was okay with Jimmy and me.
Well, for heaven's sake.
All right. All right, Hattie. That's all. You better go along and rest.
Well, Sergeant, what do you think?
Belle, that girl's story is very important.
Think so, Sergeant?
Certainly do. Looks like a lead. Now about this Mamie Scott. Who is she?
Oh, gee, I ain't hardly got the patience to talk about her. To think that poor simp spilling her story to anybody like that.
You know this Scott girl pretty well?
Know her? Yeah, I know her. She used to work for me.
That's all?
I fired her last year.
For what reason?
Oh, she was a troublemaker. Always on the make, too. I don't stand for that, so I threw her out.
What's she like? What's she been doing since?
Oh, she's a good looker. At least a lot of people think so. Never could see it myself. She's one of them tall, slippery blondes. Always reminded me of a snake trying to walk on its tail. As to what she's doing now. Gee, I don't know exactly.
Still here?
Sure, she's always around town. Mixes with the crowd, don't drink much, and always seems to have a lot of good clothes.
Well, thanks, Belle. That's given me something to think about.
Gosh, that goes for me, too. Well, I gotta get back. So long, Sergeant.
So long, Belle. What do you think of that story, Marshal?
Frankly, I don't see much in it.
Well, not by itself, but it's funny. Fits into an idea I got from talking to Joe, the Indian.
Did he see the tracks?
Yes, said the tracks weren't made by any bear. Said he thought they were made by a woman or a boy.
A woman or a boy? But that sounds absurd.
I know, but Joe never makes mistakes.
I suppose he had one of those funny theories of his.
Yes, and it may not be so funny. He thinks there was a man and a woman in it, and that the woman was used as a decoy.
Ah, I see. And you think that Mamie Scott was the decoy?
She might be.
But who was this sniper who did the killing?
I know who he is, Marsh.
You do?
Yes, but I haven't a particle of evidence to go on.
I see.
Anyhow, we'll try fixing up a little trap to test out this theory.
Eh? How do you mean?
I want you to get Wiseman. He's good at disguises. Have him fix up as a miner and hang around the circle this afternoon.
I see. You want him to talk to this Mamie Scott?
Yes, that's it. You'll have to play drunk. This is the story. He has a mining partner who's coming in with a big stake. This partner will be making Dawson tomorrow night. That means he'll be passing the Thompson Ravine between 3 and 4 in the afternoon.
I see. But of course there won't really be a man coming down.
Oh, yes, there will. We'll have another man play the partner. It's the only way.
But what if this sniper bumps him off?
I'll see that doesn't happen.
Gosh, you think it'll work?
Well, if it doesn't, there's no harm done. If it does, we might get the pair of them.
All right. I'll see what I can do, Sergeant. Wiseman will plant the story on this Scott girl anyway.
That's what I want. Then we'll be on hand at Thompson's Ravine tomorrow to see what happens.
All right, Sergeant.
Take it easy, Marshal. It's pretty well hidden here. Can you see that trail?
Yes. It's only a few yards from here. Dad, it's getting stormy.
All the better. What did Wiseman say?
He said the story worked like a charm. Anyhow, this Scott girl headed out of town as soon as it got dark. Joe followed her. By George, Sergeant, it looks like a wild goose chase to me. Not a word from
Joe. That's all right, Marshal. I know where Joe is.
Oh, well, all right. But the whole thing seems impossible to me.
Just hold still for a while and you'll see something.
I hope so. It's getting near the time. Tennant should be showing up soon.
Look out. There's somebody coming down that ravine.
Yes. Good Lord. It's a woman, too.
That's right. Keep quiet, Marshal. There's Tennant coming up the hill. He'll be here in a minute.
That's right. Well, I'll be darned.
Look out. Keep quiet.
She spotted Tennant.
Help,
there she goes.
Help me.
Hello there. What's wrong?
Oh, please, mister. It's my husband. His leg's broke. He's back up with the ravine. It won't take you but a minute.
Well, I don't know. Can't you get anybody else?
No, there's nobody nearer than 10 miles, and he's in bad shape. Oh, please, mister. You gotta help me.
Well, all right. Go ahead. I'll follow you.
Tennant! Look out. Grab her, Tennant. Get a hold of her. Get a hold of her. Hold still, ma'am. I've got a nice pair of bracelets for you.
Oh, you sprained me, you dirty thief!
Now, now, take it easy, ma'am.
Let's have a look at her feet.
No, 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 don't touch me! Let
hold
me go!
Still. Hold still, young woman. Well, well, I thought so. So you were the bear, eh?
Why, what is it, Sergeant?
Just take a look at this. She's got a bear's pad sewn on her moccasin.
By George.
She must have walked on the ball of her feet so the heel marks wouldn't show. Pretty neat, eh?
Well, I should say it was.
All right, we've got to work fast. Cannon.
Yes, Sergeant?
Take this girl and book her for complicity in the murder of James Prout.
No, no, you can't arrest me. I ain't done nothing.
No, but you would have done if you'd get me up that ravine. Come along, you.
What now, Sergeant?
I'll make a detour. I want to circle around, cut in between that cabin and the ravine. I'm going after that sniper. Hope he hasn't seen or heard anything.
Not likely in this wind. But are you sure he's there? I don't see how he could...
Oh, come on, Marshal. Joe's looking after that. If we can locate Joe, that sniper won't be far away. See anything, Marshal?
No. But we must be getting close. There's Ryan's shack over there.
Yes.
Don't see any sign of Joe.
Come on, we've got to chance it. We'll open out a bit and work up to the end of this ravine.
I know, Sergeant.
Hey, stand where you are. What do you want?
I want you, Ryan, for the murder of James Prout.
Oh, you do, eh? Well, you'll have to come and get me. If you make a move, I'll kill you.
I've got to rush him, Marshal, when I say no. All right, Ryan, no!
Hey, get it from me!
Keep still there, Ryan. You all right, Sergeant?
Yes. What happened?
Joe was right behind him. Must have jumped him when we started that rush.
Oh. That's lucky. Thanks, Joe. Well, Ryan, we've picked up a friend of yours down the ravine.
Oh, yeah? Well, how do you mean?
You know who I mean. Beautiful Mamie Scott, the woman who walks like a bear. All right, Marshal, back to town.
Come on, Ryan.
You have heard episode 5 in the dramatic serial Blair of the Mounties. Tune in for the next episode in this series entitled The Murder at Hackett's Landing.
Blair of the Mounties, a story of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police.
We present the 6th episode in Blair of the Mounties. Imagine a bitter cold winter night in the Northwest Territories, a clear, star-spangled sky, and the spruce trees cracking like gunshots in the heavy frost. Inside the Hudson Bay store at Fort McAllister, Sergeant Blair and Angus McGregor are busy over a game of chess, while Constable Marshall sits reading by the stove.
It's no good, Angus. I got you this time. You haven't got a chance.
Mon, that's recht, you know. You're getting mighty smart at this game. Hold on. What is that?
What do you mean, Angus?
Well, I thought I heard the dog team. Aye, there it is, you know.
Yes, that's right. See what it is, Marshal.
All right.
Hello? Why, it's a woman. Come in, ma'am.
I want to... Please, Sergeant.
Yes, what is it? Oh, you better come in and get warm.
Angus, for goodness sake, keep that girl away from the stove.
What is wrong?
Don't you see that her face is frozen?
That's right. Better take care of her, Mrs. McGregor.
Oh, but I must see you, Sergeant, right away. It's important.
All right, honey. But come into the kitchen and I'll fix that face of yours.
Oh, but I must talk to the Sergeant.
All right, I'll come with you. Go ahead, Mrs. McGregor.
Angus, quick, look what's in the sleigh.
What is wrong, Manu?
Why, it's a baby. She had it in the sleigh with her.
But, mon, a wee bairn. Now, be careful, Manu.
Mercy me, a baby?
goodness, take care now and give it to me. Oh, the poor little thing.
Why, it's all right, Mrs. McGregor. Look at the little beggar laughing. He was all bundled up in the furs.
Why, the idea of leaving a baby out in the sleigh.
Who is the young woman?
Oh, she's all right. She had one ear and part of her cheek frosted. But I got it in time. She's talking to Sir Hudson Blair now.
All right, Mrs. Sheldon. Now, let me get these facts down. First, your husband's name.
George Henry Sheldon. He's a fur buyer at Pigeon Creek.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him. Came up here last spring, I believe.
Yes, we're from New York. We had a lot of valuable fur at the cabin waiting for a rise in prices.
I see. And they cleaned it out, you say?
Yes, all but a few muskrat and beaver pelts.
Right. Now, can you give me the story, just as it happened?
I'll try, Sergeant. See who that is, George. I've got to tend to the baby.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Well, we got a couple of good fox pelts here. Like to have you take a look at them.
Well, I don't know. I got about all I can handle.
Well, these is mighty good. Yeah, fetch them in, Joe.
Okay, Bill.
Why?
Here you are.
This isn't fox here. Here, what
the... Grab his feet, Joe. That's it.
Don't pull that gag. Too tight, Bill.
Ah, that's okay. Look out, here's the woman. Get hold of her, Joe. Hurry up. Quick. That's got him. Now, lay her on that couch.
Know where that fur is, Bill?
Sure. I kept this layout proper. Come on, it's in the bedroom under the floor.
Got it, Bill?
Sure. Yeah. There's a little filler here packed from to the floor with fur. And this guy only buys good stuff.
Boy, look at that silver fox.
Come on, shoot this stuff out to the sleigh. We gotta beat it. I'll sort him out. Here, take this bunch.
Okay, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Well, what now?
Hey, there's a kid asleep in the crib in here.
Ah, what of it? You ain't afraid of a kid, are you?
No, but Bill... You can't leave a kid to freeze. It's a party below outside.
Oh, gee, when that stove gets cold with a mother all tied up, it's going to be tough for the kid.
Hey, grab this bunch of fur and quit beefing. Ain't getting soft, are you?
Well, all right.
Gosh, if this ain't the swellest bunch of fur I ever seen. Come on, Joe. I got the rest.
That's the works, Bill. About all we can carry on the sleigh.
Yeah? All right, let's get going.
Hold on, Bill. I gotta go to the cabin again.
Well, what for?
Oh, it's okay. Left my knife in there.
Well, hurry up. Gosh, what a guy to have on a job like this. I say, well, this is a swell bunch of fur. But I never saw a guy like that before, always holding up the works.
Okay, Bill.
Well, come on, let's go.
The whole story, Sergeant. I suppose you guessed what this man Joe came back for.
Yes, did he cut you loose?
No, he loosened the ropes on my hands. Took me a few minutes to get loose.
I see. Soft-hearted criminal, eh?
Yes, and if you get those men, Sergeant, don't forget that if it hadn't been for this man Joe, baby might have died in that cold house before anyone found her.
All right, I remember. How about your husband? Was he hurt?
No, but he seemed dazed. So I took baby, got the dogs, and came right up here.
All right, we'll pick him up when we get to Pigeon Creek. You stay here and don't worry. Mrs. McGregor will look after you. All ready, Marshal?
All set, Sergeant.
Let's go, then.
All right, Joe. Turn in here and pull around to the barn and stay out of sight.
What's the idea, Bill?
This is Maggie Smith. She'll probably take some of this fur.
Okay, Bill.
Hello? Well, for God's sake. Bill Flint, what do you want?
Let me in, Maggie. I want to talk to you.
Nothing doing.
What? Say, listen here. I got a bunch of good fox fur.
I ain't interested.
You ain't? Well, look here.
I don't want none of that Sheldon fur.
Where do you get that stuff? This ain't... Say, who told you?
Oh, the whole country knows about that job you pulled. And the cops is out.
The cops? Why, say, you sure?
Better get going, Bill. You can't stay here.
What, say, they couldn't have got onto me so soon unless... Say, I got it. Let me talk to that partner of mine. Hey, Joe, you in there?
Sure. What's doing, Bill?
Plenty. The cops is after us.
The cops?
Yeah?
Gosh. Gosh, that's tough, Bill.
Tough, is it? Oh, yeah? Suppose you don't know nothing about it, eh?
Oh, why, no, Bill.
Oh, yes, you do. Went in and cut that woman loose, didn't you?
No, Bill. I just loosened up the rope some. I couldn't let that kid up freeze.
Oh, you couldn't, eh? Why, getting soft-hearted, eh? Why, you low-down, white-liver, double-crossing.
Bill!
Yeah?
Bill! Don't! Bill! Don't!
Thank you.
How far to Hackett's Landing, Marshal?
We're pretty close now. What's that light ahead?
Oh, somebody waving a lantern. Pull up, Marshal.
Hello, that's Sergeant Blair?
Yes. What is it?
There's a man here, that's Maggie Smith. Been shot. Looks to be dying. Hurry up, Sergeant.
All right, come on, Marshal.
This way.
Where is he?
Right in here, Sergeant.
Oh. How long has he got?
Not long, Sergeant.
All right, let's have a look at him. Hello? Joe? So it's you, is it?
Sure, Sergeant. It's me. Guess I'm all through this time.
Listen, Joe. Who's your partner?
Partner? He ain't my partner.
What is his name?
Oh. Calls himself Bill Flint. But that ain't his real name.
Well, it's his real name I want.
Sure, I know. His name is...
Yes.
His right name is Kiefer. Bill Kiefer.
All right. Now tell me, Joe.
Hold on, Sergeant. It's no use. He's gone.
Oh, poor fellow. So it was Smiling Bill Kiefer, eh? And he slipped us. I've wanted him ever since that McAndrew case. If we can get him for this killing, I'll be pretty happy.
Here's the gun, Sergeant.
All right, take care of it. I want those fingerprints. How about that fur?
All here, Sergeant.
Good, that's something anyway. Let's get going. Got to pick up Kiefer.
But Smiling Bill Kiefer, once more, made a clean getaway and eluded the police dragnet, slipped over to the U.S. border. 3 years have passed. Through well-earned promotion, Blair is now an inspector. Our closing scenes finds Inspector Blair and his office at Moose Jaw talking to Sergeant Marshall.
Marshall.
Yes, Inspector. What is it? Telegram?
Yes. Just listen to this and renew your faith in miracles. It's from the immigration people at the border. Identification K158. William James Kiefer. Man answering name and description. Entered Canada at North Portal this afternoon. Is on northbound Sioux train number 73. Destination, Moose Jaw.
Well, by all that's wonderful.
Seems too good to be true, doesn't it?
Well, it looks like a cinch. All we've got to do is to pick him up.
I don't know, Marsh. Not quite that easy.
But we have him cold on that Joe Smith killing.
We have a dying man's statement. Just a word of mouth. That's not enough, Marsh.
But the fingerprints on that gun.
Yes, that helped. But remember, at the time of that crime, Kiefer went under the name of Bill Flint. We've got to prove that Flint and Kiefer are the same man. And those fingerprints on the gun were not so good.
I see. If we get him, when will he come up for trial?
He'll be tried at the assizes next month before His Honor, Judge McDonald.
Oh, that's all right. Old Sandy will hang him, sure.
Yeah, well, if that identity is straightened out. But if it isn't, a good defense lawyer will knock us cockeyed.
Think so? Then what can we do?
Hold on. Bill Flint served 6 months for burglary in Prince Albert. We have the card with good fingerprints on it in the files.
How does that come in?
Why, it's obvious. We can prove Bill Flint killed Joe Smith at Hackett's Landing. We've got Flint's fingerprint record. Now we've got to get Kiefer's and prove that he's Bill Flint.
You mean get Kiefer's fingerprints?
Yes, exactly.
How will you do it with this new law?
I'll get those fingerprints if I have to beat Kiefer over the head.
Why, Inspector?
I know. It's rank heresy, of course, and I don't expect to go that far. But this man has slipped us 3 times. We've got to put a red card on him this time, Marshal.
Well, what's the plan?
Let's see. That train is due at Pasco at 7:15. Gives us an hour and a half. He might slip us at Pasco. It's a junction. You'll have to get to Pasco and make sure of him.
I see. But there's no train to Pasco until number 6. That's too late.
In just a minute. I'll find out. Hello, Central. Inspector Blair speaking. Get me CPR. Patch's office. Hurry up. Police call. All right. Hello? CPR? I want Chief Dispatcher. Yes. Hello, Ernie? Blair speaking. You got anything going to Pasco in the next hour? What? A fast freight. I see. That'll do. I want to send a man up. Sergeant Marshall. Be down in half an hour. Hold it for us, will you? Thanks. There you are, Marshal. Change in the plain clothes. There's a train leaves in 35 minutes.
What charge will I use?
No charge at all. Leave him alone till he gets in here. I'll be upstairs in the depot, room 18. Tell him I want to see him. But get him up somehow. All right. Better shove along.
Very good, sir.
Hello, Marshal.
Keep us here, sir.
Bring him in.
Well. Hello there, Sergeant. Oh, excuse me. Inspector now, ain't it? Well, how be you?
Hi, Kiefer.
Oh, say, Inspector, anything wrong?
No, everything's fine, Kiefer. Heard you were coming up and just wanted to have a little talk.
Well, that's fine. Thought you might be a little sore about that McAndrew's face. Well, you can't hang that on me now.
That's right, Kiefer. That's all washed up and outlawed.
Sure, that's what I thought. Yeah, kind of glad to get back to Candy. I'm aiming to stay up here regular. That is, if you fellas will let me.
That's all right, Kiefer. I think I can arrange that for you.
Well, that's mighty white of you, Sergeant. What is it you wanted to know, anyhow?
Oh, just a matter of routine. I'd like to get your fingerprints in case you should, take a notion to start salivating again.
Fingerprints? Oh, I don't know. Don't seem to me you've got any right to do that.
Oh, of course you can refuse, and I'll have to hold you for inquiries.
Well, all right, then.
All right, stick your thumb on here. That's it. Now the other one. How's that, Marshal?
Check, Inspector. They're the same prints from this car.
Say, what is this, a frame-up?
William James Keeper, you're under arrest.
What?
For the murder of Joseph Smith at Hackett's Landing in 1903.
Hey, you can't pin this on me. You can't frame me like that.
Hey, I'll take him, Marshal.
Hey,
no.
Easy now. Hey, listen to me. Easy.
Come on. This way.
You have heard the seventh episode of Blair of the Mounties. Our next chapter is entitled The Cedar Lake Mystery.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.